The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So continuing on this teaching on the Buddha's instructions for mindfulness of breathing, and we now begin moving into the, what's called the second tetrad, the second group of four steps to this practice. And it clearly builds on the earlier steps. Whereas the first tetrad is very much about the body, really being rooted and centered in your body. And the second is about now becoming more attuned to some of the feelings we have as we sit and meditate. So not just the sensations of the body, but also the feelings, what in English we can call feelings. Not quite emotions, but certainly inclusive of emotions. And but in particular, you start becoming aware of the pleasant sensations, pleasant feelings, the feelings of well-being that can well up. So you have to be very careful about this. We're not expected to, every time we sit down to meditate, to have feelings of well-being, to have feelings of joy, happiness. It's unrealistic. And the first steps of these anapanasati can be the foundation. And I've benefited so much from when I felt not, I don't feel, times when I haven't felt very happy and maybe felt kind of very challenged by something in my life and upset or disturbed in some way, that I'll just sit and just be very content to just breathe with it and sit and breathe and let that natural settling and connecting to the body and just being in the body. I just love composting the difficult emotions I have in my body. What that means is to feel the difficulty, to recognize what I'm feeling is difficult, and then feel how it is in the body. If there's anger, feel it, how it's expressed in the body. If it's sadness, how it's expressed in the body. And just come back and just let the body compost it. Let the body feel it and process it. And it's a way of kind of a little bit getting out of the way, in the sense that if I'm in my thoughts and stories, I'm kind of just churning and spinning and reinforcing it. But allowing the body is not just a physical body. The body is intimately connected to the mind, the heart, and how things get processed. We have amazing processing capacity if we allow it to. And so just feel the difficulty. Just breathe with it and be with it and feel it. Breathe, nothing more. And at times, there won't be any particularly difficult emotions or painful sensations as the body, knees might not hurt anymore, and we're just sitting here. And at some point, the system, we're soft enough, we're relaxed enough, we're centered enough, we're in the present moment enough, that it becomes, start feeling feelings of well-being. And that's when this second tetrad kicks in. So we only start becoming aware of this next tetrad when we start feeling some beginnings of good feelings in the body. And they can be a variety. They can be good feelings of calm, of settledness, good feelings of feeling kind of holistic and present and with it all inclusive. There might be feelings of joy and delight and happiness that come, that well up from the inside. And it can be quite, sometimes these can develop and become quite strong. Some people will use the word ecstasy, when they're strong, but it's probably not the best word. There are some people who have pointed out that ecstasy means kind of being outside of oneself, whereas this is, in Buddhist meditation, it's more like an intimacy. It's more like being in ourselves. It's something that wells up from the inside, and we're really present. That's why the beginning, the first tetrad, is really be grounded and rooted here, and really do that over and over again, so it's a second nature. It's like really comfortable and at ease here in this body. And we're preparing the body to be the receptacle for a meditative well-being that is physical in nature, that wells up from the inside. This idea of welling up from the inside is captured in or expressed in a metaphor that Buddha uses for this, and that is a lake, a mountain lake maybe, that there's no streams coming into the, bringing water into the lake, and there's no rain bringing water into the lake, but rather there is an underwater spring, a fount that flows water into the lake. And that's where the lake gets refreshed, is from this underground spring that's within the lake, at the bottom of the lake, flowing into the lake and up from the inside out. So there isn't water coming from the outside, in a sense. So this is a sense of well-being that is not dependent on getting what you want in the life. Win a lottery, or get a nice present, or have a nice experience, or have some tasty food, or that the weather is just right for me, or something. Many people. Their idea of happiness comes from success and getting what they want in the world. In meditation, we give up kind of wanting and depending our happiness depending on getting what we want in the world. And there's a settling and relaxing and deepening here, so that there's rather than getting something that makes us happy, something external or some reward system of something, we get something and therefore we feel happy. There's this very different kind of well-being that begins welling up from the inside out that has nothing to do with getting anything, our wishes. I mean, there could be a wish to feel that, which we kind of get our wish then. But it's something eternal. It's not dependent on anything in the world being just right or being any particular way. And it's very empowering or very relieving to experience this, because then we'd have access to a sense of happiness and well-being and contentment and calm and just really feeling good in ourselves that doesn't require anything from the world around us. In fact, sometimes we sit and meditate and there might be sounds, uncomfortable sounds, things happening around the environment, but we're no longer connected to that or concerned with that, and it makes space for this inner thing to begin welling up. And so it certainly requires letting go of a lot of thinking about the world and thinking about what we want and what we don't want and navigating the whole world of stories and ideas and about all these things, because all those express a kind of dependency on the world being a particular way. Of course, we should correct the world and fix the world and clean up the world and take care of the world at times, but it's okay not to do that while we're meditating. And meditating is a time where we can put all that aside so that we can let the yeast of meditation begin to bubble and percolate and expand and grow. And so the first tetrad is making ourselves a receptacle, making ourselves a receptacle that can receive and allow. And when the feelings of well-being arise, then the instructions are to experience that well-being. And here a particular word for the fifth step is joy. But sometimes joy is a little bit too high a bar or a little bit too kind of particular word that people struggle with to try to, where do I feel that joy or what is it? So I kind of prefer the word well-being initially, a sense of well-being. And a sense of good calm can be a sense of well-being. A sense of appreciation and valuing what we are, a sense of coziness, a sense of intimacy, a sense of being present here. And now this sense of well-being can be there for a number of reasons, but in the practice of Anapanasati, the particular kind of well-being that really becomes more salient is the one that comes with a certain concentration on the breathing, a certain intimacy with the breath, a certain rapport with the breathing, where And it isn't the breathing itself. And people wonder, why should I still be the breathing? Breathing's a boring thing. Breathing is not a physical thing. It's something which is somehow intimately connected to the mind, the heart, the emotional patterns that we have. And it's a very rich kind of nexus of all these different crossroads of our inner life meet at the breathing. And so, and one of the things that happens is as we get closer and closer to just cruising with the breath, riding the waves of breath, or just stay connected to breathing, and we start getting concentrated. And that concentration begins shifting the nature of the breathing and the feelings, sensations there. There's a intermingling, or there's a way in which the well-being of being concentrated infuses the breath with a certain kind of well-being or pleasure. And that pleasure encourages the mind or cultivates the mind to be more focused on breathing. So it's kind of like a little bit like the analogy I like to use of stroking the cat, that as long as you're stroking the cat purrs. But if you take your hand away, it stops purring. And so as long as we stay connected to the breathing in a concentrated way, in a relaxed way, soft way, melting way, just kind of breathing in and breathing out, at some point, and it might be some point further down the line, but there starts being a biofeedback system in place that where the very way in which we're concentrating or staying grounded or stroking the breath or being stroked by the breath starts to kind of give birth to a certain kind of well-being. So it's very important, I'll say it again, don't be in a hurry for this to happen, but be content with the first tetrad. But when it does happen, then to recognize it, and here for the Buddha's instructions, at this point you're allowed to feel well-being. You're allowed to feel the joy or the delight or the goodness that comes. There might be a lot of other feelings. There might be feelings of pain and discomfort and even a little bit of emotional discomfort. But there's something kind of a more encompassing, inclusive awareness that comes along with a sense of contentment or calmness or even joy or appreciation that holds all that. And so we're beginning to get a sense of a presence and attention and a well-being that's not dependent on what's the details of our life. And this is revolutionary, to begin to realize you can feel sad or a little angry or feel pain, and you can have a sense of well-being that's bigger than that. And it begins shifting the focus and preoccupation from the details of this anger, this resentment, this desire, this as being the locus and what we have to focus on, to letting those things be alone and beginning to focus on something which is more encompassing, a calmness, an ease, a joy, a delight. So it's possible that you don't quite understand what I'm saying, and that's okay. Don't be too concerned about it. But over these next days, we'll kind of begin easing into this area of the fourth tetrad, and maybe you'll have an intuition or use your imagination to follow along, or maybe you'll have some experience in your life that you can relate to what we're talking about. And but you'll learn these steps, and over time you'll learn when they're relevant for you and when you can follow along with them. And when the right time, you can move into this on your own. So in the next days, we'll look at the well-being and joy and happiness in meditation, and certainly happy and delighted to share this with you, and hopefully a little bit of my joy and will be contagious and will support you as we go into this next steps of mindfulness of breathing. Thank you.